Now I have some good news, bad news. Okay. But, you know, ultimately it's all good news, but well, I'll just get to it. The Rothschild central bank cartel is coming down. This you know. And in many of the Western countries, there is a very slow demolition of the central bank and the financial system going on in these countries. The United States is no exception. Now, when COVID first started and they decided, the government decided, or the Federal Reserve decided, that they were going to kick in all these trillions of dollars, or I should say loan trillions of dollars to the citizens of the countries in the form of payments and handouts. There's never a handout. What they did was they took the liquidity out of the banks, the large banks, the regional banks, and smaller banks. They took all the liquidity out and said, you no longer have to have any reserve. You can loan it all out. And most of the banks did that. And now what's happening is that the Fed is in a repo mode. They're calling in the notes. So whatever assets that the bank owns, the Fed is trying to get their hands on it. Now, the Fed has been taken over by Treasury. I'm a little confused as to how that's actually working, because there clearly appears to be two heads to the snake, and both heads are doing something completely different. And I'm going to address that in a minute, but it's worth noting if you haven't seen it already for yourself. The only banks that are not probably going to be dramatically affected by this demolition are your local credit unions. They run in a completely different way, and they're local based. That's not to say they won't have hiccups, but their investments are in the community. And they operate in a very different way. They have reserves. They know what they're doing. They're fiscally a hell of a lot more responsible than the larger banks are, because they've had access to funny money, you know, just funny money. You know, please print me another $1 billion. And they would get it, you know, sometimes for zero interest. So, you know, the credit unions have never operated that way.